Welcome back to our Sugar Hill Church audio devotions during the time of Advent. Christmas has come to Sugar Hill Church. Thank you for being a part of that. You know, one of my favorite characters in the Christmas story has to be the guy that met Mary and Joseph at the door. The guy who has to say, there's no room in the inn. You know, and most of us have seen the Christmas plays, and you might have even been the kid that wore, you know, the bathrobe and the towel around the head, and you only had one line to learn in the Christmas play, and it was, there's no room in the inn. But, you know, that guy is representative of so many of us that we still are recognizing there's no room in our heart, just like there's no room in the inn. I think that guy represents so many of us in this season where we're running from one mall to another mall or one specialty store or Amazon.com or wherever else we shop. And we forget that in our heart, there must always be room for Jesus. In our heart, there must always be a room in which we open the door and welcome him into our life, not just to be there, but to reign there, to be the king that sits on the throne of our heart. This innkeeper today might represent you, where you're so busy in the middle of this season that there's no room in your heart for Jesus. What I want to encourage you today is stop and read Luke's accounting of the birth of Jesus. Maybe even sit down with your children, sit down with your spouse before you eat dinner and read this account and let it soak into your soul the recognition that there always must be room, a lot of room. As a matter of fact, all the rooms for Jesus to reign in, for him to sit on the throne of our heart and our soul. So today, take a fresh look. Is there room in your heart, or are you just the innkeeper and there's no room left for Jesus? Take a little inspection of your life today. Your strength is all I need.